now it's stuck in my head.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, welcome back to Tales from the Service Industry.
What an intro.
I know, you know. Can always count on Ms. B. So, back from break. How was everything?
Yeah, welcome back, guys. Missed ya.
We're alive. We made it.
We're alive. Did you make it through summer? The kids are officially in school now.
Yep.
I mean, I'm here, so I think I made it.
I think
emotionally.
So, Ms. B, no. I think you're here physically. I don't think you're here mentally or emotionally.
Probably not, but I made it, guys. I'm here.
You have like the back to school hangover.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I just had a hangover from working PM over the weekend. That like just takes it out of me for a bit.
Well, it gets you out of your like routine. Your sleep pattern is forked up.
True.
You still have to like be a wife, a mom, do all the things.
Yeah.
With no sleep.
Yeah. And then you have to deal with all the weekend guest bullshit.
You have to deal with it in the moment, and then you have to still deal with the aftermath and like actually fixing the problem.
Yeah. I literally was texting you guys. I think you guys were all asleep like on Saturday night being like, I have so much content.
Well, let's jump into it.
Okay. But just to let you know, like when all this stuff was going down, I'm literally texting my boss at 11:30 at night. And the first thing she says, she's like, oh my God, you're going to have so much for the pod.
Oh my God.
Thanks, boss.
Does she listen?
You're like, thanks for the support.
She doesn't listen. She just knows.
Yeah.
Okay. No, no, no. Maybe see, she's a secret listener.
Send her some merch.
Love that.
Not a bad idea.
Oh, I need a new sticker.
What happened to the old one?
It's on the car that crashed.
Oh.
Oh, awkward.
We'll get you a new sticker.
Thanks. I was like, oh, my poor sticker.
R.I.P. to that car.
I know. My new car now does not have one. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so your PM weekend shifts.
So much happened that I was like, oh, I'm going to have to be referring back to my pass-ons, like, for sure. But they were novels. Okay, so let's just start with Friday night.
Can confirm, I did just see, like, the phone and the pass-on needed, like, 3 finger passes.
Ooh, and you're doing the power scroll.
I am doing a power scroll.
Where at the top of the flick, you stop, but the screen keeps going.
I'm not going to say, like, everything that happened and read through the whole thing, but I'm going to just tell you some of the things that, like, stuck out to me. So Friday, it was going to be a tough day because we're okay busy, but we're really behind in revenue.
And I think that's like industry-wide in our area right now.
100%.
Yeah. So we're down. Yeah. So we're cutting in labor in order to like make up for that. So I knew my Friday night was going to be tough because it's only me and an agent and we're budgeted for more than that. It's supposed to be someone on phones and an agent at the desk. And then I like kind of float. So it's just me and an agent. So I'm like, all right, it's going to be a fun Friday. I'm literally driving to work. And my PM agent calls me in tears saying, can't work. Her grandpa literally just died. And I was like, oh, okay. And we all knew this was going to happen because hasn't been doing well for like a couple weeks. And like there were times it was touch and go. And we were all just kind of, we've just been waiting for the call. So of course it happened on a Friday night when I'm alone with her. So I was like, great, great. This is going to be a great night. It's going to be great. And I'm just like trying to psych myself up. I get there and I'm like, all right, we're going to be fine. I wear my flats today. I'm in jeans. It's going to be a
good day. Got my power shoes on.
Got my power shoes on. Let's go. And my supervisor, he stays with me for like an hour. So I'm like, okay, I appreciate that. And as soon as he leaves, it's just on. So I had, and this isn't a lot, I understand, but it's a lot for one person. We had 100 arrivals left.
That's still a lot.
But it was double because majority of them were this military group. Hmm. And
I could have come and help.
I wish.
I remember your systems.
I would love that. So 100 left, but majority of them are doubles and each person checks in.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows as it's one arrival, but it's two separate check-ins.
Because you got to share with.
Exactly. So I got murdered.
Phones were not getting answered.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And as we know, Ms. B doesn't check her voicemail, so good luck.
Oh, yeah.
But at one point, I text my assistant front office manager, and I was like, hey, because she was literally getting ready to go to Mexico in the morning. I was like, hi, could you come in just for a few hours? And she knows I would never say that. And all she texts me back is, you're alone, aren't you? I'm like, I am. She's like, I'm on my way. So she comes in, but she had a flight, so she could only stay for like, I think it was like 3 or 4 hours, which was
perfect. Something.
It helped.
Better than nothing.
And it's exactly. But it helped. And so she stayed on the desk.
But you have that one full body that is now going to use sick time, so it's not going to hit that line. So
right.
I like that both
of our brains went the same way.
Yeah. We're mobbing the whole time, just going
right now.
She would be on a different GL.
That's ours or ours.
No.
We're trying to save at the bottom line. Sorry.
Just hit me, why don't you?
I know, right? Okay, so we mobbed, but overall the shift was going like pretty good. I was like delighting a lot of guests because we weren't fully sold out.
Delighting.
Full service.
Full service. And I closed out my suites and I only was selling standards because I was at this.
This is why your revenue's down?
You're funny. Nobody buys suites on weekends. In my area, my clientele, they're looking for the cheapest thing and they're booking on hotels tonight.
Oh, like, so you close out suites to be booked at all?
No. I just did it that night. I was like, tonight's going to suck. I'm going to piss some people off. But like
for same night booking, you closed them off.
Because I knew people were going to be pissed off all night and I was right. So
for the potential complaints and you're like, here's a suite.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I had a strut. I was
for your blueberries.
No, there's no blueberry sting on the weekends. They're all nothing berries.
Excuse me.
So all
nothing berries.
I'm trying to like surprise and delight because people are waiting in a really long line to check in almost all night. I'm doing my best. I was feeling it out. I'm like, you know what? I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for waiting. I'm going to upgrade to one of my junior suites. And then they're like, oh my God, thank you. So like I was working it and one of the people that was coming up, they come up and they were like the sweetest couple. The guy was wearing like this cute button shirt with like skeleton on it and it was holding like a beer. And I was like, dude, I love your shirt. And they're like, oh, thanks. And the girl's like, oh my God, you're so sweet. And she's like, yeah, we actually just got engaged yesterday. And I'm like, oh my God, congratulations. And I'm like, oh, I'm totally going to like, wow, this couple, I'm going to make their night. Like I was excited. This is the kind of stuff I miss about being on the love. Desk.
Yeah.
And you know, we're vibing. We were talking about all kinds of stuff. Their last name was the name of like a department store for like young beachgoers.
Okay.
And when I saw their last name, I went, Hollister, do you get like a discount at the store?
Oh my God. And they laughed. They're related. Are they related?
No relation. But it was such an odd name. And so I will never forget it. But I was like, oh my God, do you guys get a discount at the store? You better hook me up. And they're like laughing. They're like, no relation. And so great check-in, great experience. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give you guys an upgrade. I'm going to upgrade you guys to one of my junior suites tonight.
Congratulations.
I hope you guys are, oh my God, thank you so much. And they were so sweet and grateful. And I was like, I was feeling good. I was feeling happy. And I gave them their suite. They left. And I continued with just being killed at the desk. And then a short while later.
I knew there was an and then.
Mm-hmm. A short while later.
And then. A few hours later.
I get a call and it's the girl, Miss Hollister.
Yeah.
And she's like, hi, I just wanted to let you know we've been out of the room for a few hours. You know, we just really thrown our bags down before, but now we're like actually going to settle into the room. She's like, I went to go to the bathroom and there was a big poop in the toilet and we haven't used the bathroom. And I'm like, oh my God, I am so sorry. Let me go ahead. Let me have housekeeping come up and, you know, refresh the bathroom.
Flush it for you.
Yeah. Refresh the bathroom, make sure everything's, you know, clean properly. And they're like, no, it's fine. Like, we already flushed it, but we just wanted to let you know and see what you could do. And
deep sea fisherman.
And as soon as I hear those words, that little thing in my head goes off. And I went, no, now you're getting nothing.
Oh my God. Are they not even engaged?
That was my first thought. As soon as somebody tells me that, honest to God, I never believe you.
How old were they? Like ballpark?
Probably like mid-30s.
They know.
They know the game. So I'm obviously always skeptical to begin with.
Were they rewards members?
No, none of these people are on the weekends, man.
Okay. We work in the hotel industry. We're always suspicious.
Yeah. We're just naturally suspicious by nature. So she says, oh, I just wanted to see what you could do for us. And I was like, oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for telling me because I definitely want to look into this. And what I would love to do is send somebody from housekeeping up to just do a refresh of the room, make sure, you know, everything's cleaned properly because, you know, I want you guys to be in a room you're comfortable in. So she says no. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, just let me know if you guys need anything else or if you change your mind and want me to send someone up to refresh the room. And they're like, okay, hang up. And I'm like, I got a bad feeling about this. And 20 minutes later, I get a call from my assistant for house manager. I'm like, hey, it's Hollister on the phone for you again. I'm like, and I answer. I'm like, hi, how are you guys doing? Are you doing your sweet? And she's like, yeah, we are. She's like, I just want to let you know, like, a really odd interaction we had with a staff member in the garage. And I'm like, oh, what happened? She's like, yeah, we were eating in our car because we didn't feel like taking it up to the room.
When you have a suite.
And, like, one of the your staff, like, came up and was, like, asking us questions, like, are you guests here? How long are you going to be here? Can I see your room key? She's like, he kept interrogating us. And it was just really odd and uncomfortable. So we, like, packed up our stuff and, like, went up to our room. But it was just really weird to be interrogating a guest like that. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'll definitely look into this further. Do you know who it was who you spoke with or what he looked like? And they knew the name and they gave me the name. And I'm like, the first thought in my head is like, that's really weird. It was a maintenance engineer. He's the kind of maintenance engineer that's pretty chill and pulseless. So for him to say something, I knew there was more to the story. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh my gosh, thank you for letting me know. I will definitely look into this. Thank you so much for bringing this to my attention. Still giving nothing. And I'm like, I don't trust you.
Yeah, we're just calling to let you know and see if you can do anything for us.
Yeah, I forking hate that. We in hospitality hate that. Don't do that. So then I don't even have time to look into it further because I'm just getting hammered at the desk. I didn't have a chance to talk to him because it just was constant line. So then another hour or so later, we get a call from the Hollisters again that say, you know what? They just don't feel comfortable here anymore. And they're just going to check out just because, you know, the whole poop in the toilet thing. She's like, I've been nauseous since. And oh, I just feel God. Like I'm going to be sick.
So nauseous that you ate in your car.
Yeah, right.
And I was like,
Del Taco in your stomach, girl.
Jack in the Box, yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? You guys can just go. We'll release you from the reservation. And I'm just trying to get through the night. Like, I'm just, you know what? Just get out. You don't want to be here? Go. Like,
no cancellation, no nothing. Just go. I don't
have time for this. So I'm like, okay, I'm really sorry that, you know, that we couldn't make your guys' engagement special and that this happened. But I completely understand if you guys want to check out, I'll just go ahead and release you of your charges. And the fiance, in quotes, came down. I checked him out, gave him a zero balance bill. I'm like, yeah, I didn't charge you guys anything. I hope you have a good rest of your night. He's like, oh, thank you. And he leaves. My assistant front office manager was still with me at this time and was like, you know that they just used the room. Uh-huh. She was going, I'm like, go check the room. A day rate. I was like, it's just not worth it. I don't have the energy for
not
this
right
tonight.
Now, it's
like,
not.
I don't, on another day, maybe. But today, I don't have time for that.
It's not a priority.
It's not a priority. But I did have security go check the room.
Mm-hmm.
They used the hell out of that room. They used the showers. The towels were over the floor. The bed was all messed up. So you know they had some fun. Their room was utilized to the fullest. And I was irked. But I was like, whatever. Who cares? And my team was all upset. They're like, you're not going to charge them. I'm like, how does that benefit me? Because they're just going to dispute it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to cause more problems. And I'm like, you know what? They're gone.
Good riddance.
I will eat the $100. So at the very end of the night, I see the engineer finally. I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry. I didn't have a chance to ask you this earlier. Did you talk to like a couple in the garage that was like eating or something and ask them like if they were guests? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, they were barbecuing in the garage.
What?
What? And I was like,
I was wondering what? Where the food came from.
Barbecuing.
And I'm like, what? He's like, they had a full on barbecue. They were like doing a tailgate out in the garage.
Yeah, they didn't go through a drive through.
And they had a full barbecue. And he's like, they were like out there making tacos, man.
Like gas or charcoal?
They were making tacos.
Or was
they
it like a
taco? He's like, it was a decent grill. And he's like, they were out there. And he's like, the guy didn't have a shirt on. They're like out there barbecuing, chilling. And I was like, what?
He was treating it like his garage and the backyard. Literally. He just wanted a backyard barbecue.
What time of day was this?
This is not late. This had to be like maybe 6.
Oh my God.
Still daylight. No shirt in a parking garage.
And he's like, yeah. He's like, it was the weirdest thing. I thought they were homeless or something.
But like, you intentionally set up the barbecue and were like, let me take my shirt off.
Yeah.
He thought about it.
There was thought put into it.
Yes. Like, babe, we just got engaged. Let's go tail back in the parking structure of a hotel.
Super manly thing. Like, I'm sorry. I just can't grill with a shirt on. Like,
you already impressed your girl.
It's like un-American to like barbecue with a shirt on. That might have been his mindset. I don't know. Treating it like his backyard. Why are you wearing a shirt?
I'm still at a loss for words, but literally the engineer was like, it was the weirdest thing. So he's like, I had to say something. It's like an open flame in the parking structure.
It's also very much a safety hazard. Good for him.
I wish he would have told me, because then I would have gone out there and been like, hey, we don't tailgate here. But he didn't. I had to ask him. And he's like, yeah, it was weird. I'm like, okay, next time, can you tell me?
Yeah, he should have said something.
Don't you love it when like your associates will come to you and they'll be like, hey, boss, and they'll say something completely innocuous that they make into a big deal. But then you got somebody barbecuing in the parking garage.
Don't say like,
whatever.
Yeah, they don't say anything.
Just another day. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, what do you want? I told them to put out the barbecue.
Like, that's all they do. Didn't even come up. I had to ask, and I'm like, yeah, that's a no.
But that's a quick pop up to the front desk. Hey, Miss B, I just want to let you know
there's a grill.
I just did this.
Yeah.
Radio,
something,
phone
something.
Call, a hey, text.
We like, text all the time.
A simple like, can you verify last name and room number?
Literally,
minimally, because then that'll make me go, why?
Yeah,
we can have the conversation.
Like, let me give you feeding questions. Like,
yeah,
why, who, where, how, when?
Yeah, no, nothing.
Right now, let's address it.
I would have gone out there and been like, what is going on out here?
And she would have left the desk abandoned and everything.
She would have
I would have
in her flats
closed 5 minutes.
No, she would have been like, okay, engineer, you stay here. If anyone needs anything,
literally,
don't
literally
rhinestone crusted security hat goes on, bullhorn comes out.
I was about to say, and my megaphone, my pink one.
Tiny Tay Tay is watching the front desk for you.
Literally, she's still there. Tiny Tay Tay is there. And then next day I got a survey. So obviously it was as low as it gets. The comments say checked in ... didn't stay as I got severely ill and had to go to ER. So I got charged full for 1 hour, made me feel like a prostitute. But none of that's right.
No, none of that is accurate.
She left
whatsoever.
There was a poop in the toilet. There was no mention of any hospital or ER.
She couldn't finish her dinner that her fiance made for her.
You know, the second engineer cut them off. Maybe the food wasn't prepared properly.
Yeah, oh my God,
she really did get
maybe.
Maybe she got food poisoning.
And it was his fault.
Mm-hmm.
Not your fault.
Not the hotel's.
So I got charged full for 1 hour. It's like, one, you weren't charged. Two, you were here like 4 or 5 hours. So I was so mad. I responded, good afternoon, Ms. Hollister. I hope this message finds you well. It was myself with the pleasure of checking you and your fiance in yesterday and upgraded you free of charge to the junior suite in celebration of your engagement. It's disheartening to read your survey as we did everything we could to make your stay special. I sincerely apologize for the cleanliness issues you encountered, which I understand led to your departure. Regarding the checkout process, I want to clarify we did not charge you for the stay. While your card may still show an authorization, since you checked in and used the card, we ensured no charges were made and the money was released upon checkout. I informed your fiancé of this during the checkout process and handed him a zero balance copy of his receipt. Although the room was fully utilized, we waived any charges as a gesture of our goodwill due to the experience you had. I'm truly sorry we didn't meet your expectations, especially on such a significant occasion. If there's anything you'd like to share or any lingering questions you may have, please feel free to reach out directly. We're here to assist you with anything you need. Sincerely, Miss B.
You didn't throw the barbecue in there.
Yeah. I didn't.
Yeah. Mm,
I didn't.
I would have thrown the barbecue.
You left it on the table.
I would have been petty.
Would you?
Well, no. Keep in mind,
our brand. I would have waited for them to rebuttal, and then I would have been petty.
Our brand also reads these, so I was trying to keep it. Mm.
But do you, like, inconspicuously bring up, like, the interaction you had with a team member, but they were also telling you to put out your fire?
It just didn't come up. I didn't feel a spot for it, but do you guys think she responded?
Of course. Oh my God, she did?
Of course.
Yes, she responded, and she pretended to be somebody else.
What?
Hello, Miss B. I am Mr. Hollister's mom. And was the one who rated. I am sorry if I made it seem you or your hotel were anything less than great. You and your staff handled everything wonderfully up to and including the toilet surprise. I had them help type, so their sense of humor tends to take over. I personally would give you more stars. It isn't your fault she got sick and left shortly after. I want to thank you for being so accommodating and fixing issues very quickly. And thank you for not charging the room.
I would dispute that survey.
Would because you open a case?
Yeah, because the response says that she was not the one that actually stayed.
But
she,
I've done it before, and they said, oh, but they were doing it on their behalf, and they kept the survey.
But she also said that she would give you higher stars, that their sense of humor.
I'll try. So. I'll try.
You're worth a shot.
The worst you're going to get is a rejection.
Yeah. I always get rejected. But yeah, so that was fun.
Wow.
And that like made me lose like my faith in humanity. Because I just was like, really? You do nice things?
No. Did you have any faith in humanity?
Okay, fair.
It's like you have left. So
the 1%
I know you've got a number two story for follow-up, but
I do.
Look at that on the theme.
Yeah.
But I'm going to interject real quick. Okay, so go ahead. I was on Reddit this afternoon and I was on the hotel page and somebody posted a photo from their work session that they probably shouldn't have posted. The guest sent a text to ask for an upgrade. Apparently, they didn't get the upgrade and they sent a follow-up question asking the following question. I would like to ask why none of our rooms, plural, were upgraded to suites. Plural.
What in the entitlement?
The associate response, though, I frickin' died. Hello, sir. We have 9 suites in the hotel and currently 32 blueberries, 30 blackberries, and 8 acai berries. We apologize, but we don't have the availability for suites during your stay.
Is there more important people that got the upgrade?
The responses from like the people on the thread were so great. You could tell every single person that worked in hotels mm-hmm. was like, yeah, every
well, single, yeah, of course, of
every
course.
Single blueberry, raspberry, blackberry, strawberry, whatever. They all flamed this person so hard.
Yeah.
The OP or the person who responded?
The OP.
Oh. Yeah.
All the berries.
Reddit terms, you know.
Just forum terms.
All the berries, all the berries were just flaming him. And what was best was that every single response by a berry all had negative karma. Everybody was downvoting
yeah.
their comments.
It's so true, though. I mean, honestly, we have such a limited availability mm-hmm. to begin with. A lot of it is for retail sale. Who knows what VIPs that aren't even a berry in any sort of capacity mm-hmm. that have to be entitled to that room for whatever contracted rates. I mean,
or know somebody like
sure
that got whatever. It got pushed through.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, you're not gonna get a suite.
Well, that drives me nuts.
Well, and like let's think of this in math terms. Sorry, Ms. B.
Oh no.
But how
no,
many
no commas.
But how many okay. rewards members do you think this brand has?
How many
number? Millions. Millions.
38 million, yeah.
And how many, like, let's narrow down. How many hotels does that brand have?
9,000 as of yesterday.
Then how many but like let's go even further. How many suites on average does a hotel have? So yeah, you're gonna have rewards members that are disappointed.
Yeah.
Well, and that was one of the common threads with a lot of the hotel employees that were making responses. You know, how can I upgrade X number of berries per day when I have 5 suites in the entire hotel?
That are still available for purchase.
Yeah, they could be sold out. We could literally have no upgrades available.
Weekdays, we sell them out.
But people are paying top dollars for those.
Yeah, but
and they booked them.
I used to work at an extended stay property and all the time, you would get people that would buy the smallest room and then they pitch the biggest fit.
They want the biggest room. They want
the 2-bedroom suite.
Yeah.
And I'm here for 27 days. You're telling me it's not, it's like, how in your mind does it make sense that you can buy the least expensive room and then expect and demand an upgrade to the largest room
for a stay
that long?
If you are really, really wanting that room type, pay for it.
100%. It's funny. That's
pay for
we
it.
Tell them.
That's one of the common comments that was on that thread was hotel workers saying, if you are heart set on a suite, then book it. And there were a lot of berries that were like,
I shouldn't have to. The hotel owes me. Do you know how much money I spend?
There was a lot of that.
But there are another 100,000 people that spend the same amount as you.
More.
So how are we supposed to fit that many people in a hotel with, let's even say, 20 suites? It's physically not possible.
The entitlement is real.
Let's just do some math here.
Well, I mean, like,
let's just do some math.
Where I'm at, it's not uncommon that you'll have 50, 70 rewards members in the hotel in a single night.
Any given night.
You know, I don't have that many rooms.
Mine's all. Yeah. The business traveler, like convention hotel, Monday through Friday, it is all elite members and all really high tiers.
But I love BT because they really don't care about the upgrade.
BT is never. Business travel sometimes. For our listeners. Business travel.
Sorry, most of them don't.
Yeah.
But that loud, small percentage do.
Sure.
And there's this couple that are not only like highest tiers as you get, they stay at our hotel all the time because
well, those ones you treat right, of course.
Yes, but they book a regular and demand not only a specific suite every time,
a specific room.
Yeah.
Like Mr. E.
And yeah, she comes in and says, why aren't I in room 1101?
Well, why aren't they?
Because other people book it. And she gets her complimentary upgrade the day of based upon availability. For that particular suite she wants, there are 3 in the hotel.
Okay.
And it is one of our most popular because it is the only suite with an outdoor balcony. So people book
that
shit.
Is it sold that way? Yeah, it's sold that way.
It is sold that way.
And there's a premium rate for it. That room
type, yep. There's only one available.
3. There are exactly 3 of this one room type, and people book it. It's up high. Well, like, as a balcony, you oversee the whole downtown area.
For your specific hotel, I'd be like, ooh, that room looks nice. Let me book it.
But no, they go, why aren't I in 1101? We go, well, you're entitled to a complimentary upgrade based upon availability the day of.
Someone paid full price for it.
And also, you're staying with us for 2 weeks. I have that room reserved for a wedding party coming in this weekend. Yeah. And they're like, well, move them. It's like, no.
I don't know. That was always me going above and beyond, though. If you already know that they're top spenders, especially if it's BT where they're bringing in a lot of money based off of like the corporate rate plans and everything, I would be pulling their account number every single day to see when they book, and then I would already have their preferences.
That is going and I would, so above and beyond.
But it's also creating a monster.
It does and it doesn't, because when,
no, monster.
It depends on who it is. I used to have my top people, and what I would be able to do is be like, hey, I see you're coming in about 2.5 months. I'm just letting you know your preferred room's probably not going to be available. Do you have a backup? And then I'd create a list of like all of their backup rooms that would be appropriate.
You guys must have been really well staffed.
And that sounds like a full-time job.
Yeah.
It was.
My desk agents are stretched a lot thinner than that.
Yes. Well, you're behind budget and you're cutting labor.
Yeah. It's me and an agent.
It's just a way of getting ahead of it.
Just you.
Just me.
I would rather have my headache today than at arrival when this top person's screaming at me to my poor agent. Like,
we just have the conversations with those people and say, look, you know, we give you what we have, you know, when we have it, but you have to understand if you don't book it, this is what you get. And we have the luxury that our hotel is the only full service of our brand
in your area,
anywhere near the area. Mm-hmm. So we say, okay, if you want, you can go to the
X neighbor
select service brand 10 minutes away, not in downtown. Or you can go to the select service across the street. That's the other brand.
They don't want it.
And they go, no. Like, because we're the only full service hotel aside from a crappy
fly by night hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With no accountability.
I mean, it's actually a great hotel.
We can go say hi to our old colleague there.
I know. We had a guest come in this weekend. I was like, yeah, we just please had a reservation. Please tell
me they had a bad experience and came to your hotel.
Oh, it happens. No. It happens all the time. All the time.
Love that.
Because this hotel is historic and it holds a lot of yearly events. They have like,
they're historic. It's not a branded hotel.
They're non-branded, which means they're not held to any standards, which means they are at the mercy of the owners to do whatever they need to get done. GMs don't last there because the owners don't want to put any money into it.
It's historic. The building,
it is historic. It's rotting from the inside out. It has smell issues, plumbing issues. And this guest said they checked in. The bathrooms were filthy. They're like, it smelled like a sewer. We went to ask to change rooms because it smelled. And they said, well, pretty much the whole hotel smells like that. No. And they were like, you know, this is not the experience we thought we were going to get. Because they're like, it's supposed to be like a 4-star hotel. And they came to our hotel and they're like, yeah, this is better. And we're like, we know. We have a brand backing us.
It's privately owned. So you can just slap a rating on the wall and call it a day.
And they are historic. They don't need to keep anything up. They just can't mess much up and they stay historic.
Yeah.
And by the way, that hotel used to be Forbes. It has not been for years.
Well, it's just gone older. No upgrades, no maintenance.
So yeah, that's all the time. Sorry.
I'm not saying you need a full remodel. Like, you can keep the integrity of the hotel, but like you need to keep up with maintenance.
They don't.
And just from regular what I hear. Painting and nice furniture and like
that's good, the thing. Good
service.
The whole vibe is historic. So it's all like,
you can be historic and still be beautiful and not like run down with maintenance issues.
It is pretty. But if you go to the rooms, everything's falling apart.
Public areas are
pretty. I was going to say, every Christmas, I always walk through the public areas.
Public areas are pretty. Yeah. Okay, sorry. We got on a wild
tangent. Anywhoozy. Yeah,
so tangent all the way around to Liz's.
So we heard you had a shitty day.
Yeah, I might have had a shitty day recently.
It's pretty crappy.
So, granted, all of this happened as I was arriving to work. So it took me a full day, like a full 24 hours to understand the extent of this experience.
Okay,
so like I'm driving to work. We're off-site parking. I'm literally waiting for the shuttle to come. My opener just sends me a quick text. Hey, I'm not feeling well. I'm so sorry. I'm leaving work. There's coverage, though. Like, the next person had come in. So I'm walking to work. I'm walking across a valet circle, like name tag's not on, purse is still on, sunglasses are still on, and I see a fairly new director of housekeeping, and we're still like getting to know each other a little bit, we're still feeling it out, and he goes, oh my gosh, someone shit in the locker room.
What? The employee locker room? No, no, or no. The public one?
The public one.
Because they have a spa.
So yeah, we have a spa. It's
not clarifying.
And like the members have access to it. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, that sounds shitty. Not my problem.
Did you see the shit?
No, it was in the men's locker room. Mm. So then I'm like, cool. Can't wait to hear that story. Guess I'm not getting coffee. So I go about my morning, like checking in, printing out the boat schedule for the day, like assigning breaks, assigning rentals. And then I go to stand up. And on my way to stand up, I see the housekeeping director again. And he goes, oh, my AM housekeeper is upset because she had to go in and clean the mess. Then he makes an offhanded comment like all over the machines.
Hmm?
What?
In the locker room?
Exactly what I thought. And I said, wait, wait, time out, time out. Machines? He goes, yeah, in the fitness center. And my heart just dropped. I'm like, wait. It was in the fitness center? And I've been at work for an hour and this is the first time hearing of it.
Well, they had already technically told you, but...
But I was like, housekeeper. You said locker room. So I passed you along to the person I thought was right. And I'm like...
You're all dismissive. Like, oh yeah, it's somebody else's problem.
Not my problem. Have fun. So I'm like, wait. Machines? What machine?
It's in the locker room.
And then he goes, oh, no, like five of them. Oh! I go, there was literal poop on five of my machines. Mind you, this fitness center is a year old. This is
shut it down?
Bill, your hand is raised.
Sorry, I have to interject. This is not your treadmill pooper from a previous episode, is it?
No, this is new. This is fresh.
No. I don't mean the product. Yes.
He found you.
Not the same person.
Okay. I don't know if I feel better or worse about that.
I know. That treadmill story was from a previous property.
So I'm saying he found you here.
So the shit just follows me. I have to stand up thinking like, what the actual fork? Like, I feel so bad for my staff.
I'm like, I need to go away.
Come to find out, that's why my opener left. Because he was helping clean up the poop off of the machines. And he like got sick to his stomach. So you can't like fault him for it.
But that's he didn't tell you?
No, it was a text.
It was just, hey, I need to go. I don't feel good.
And like this specific opener for new hire orientation, we take the group on a boat for like 20 minutes. He's the driver. So I'm figuring like new hire orientation. I can't do it at 9. Can we do it at 10 when I have more coverage? Like my opener called out. Like there's so much happening.
Yeah, you're already rescheduling in your brain.
And so then I like happen to see the housekeeper. I'm like, Senorita, fill me in. What happened? And she's like, oh my gosh, Miss Liz, like, I cannot believe I had to do that. Like, it's disgusting. I'm like, okay, one, like, you're a housekeeper. Like, few and far between, I have to deal with that. But, like, if you need backup, call for backup.
Is it housekeeping at your hotel or is it security?
I would think it would
be housekeeping.
Both.
We don't even have. So did they call security?
No, I guess I don't have an SOP for poop.
On the treadmill.
Now you need one.
Who pooped? It was a member.
Just pooped on multiple machines?
No, it was like strength machines that he like had to sit on.
Overexerted.
And I'm like, what? You doing leg curls and like...
Overexerted.
You're just working out, so hard. And then, okay, so the whole day goes on and I'm like apologizing to the housekeeper saying like, I'm so sorry, but like, thank you. Thank you for cleaning it up. And just trying to figure it out and go throughout the day. So come to find out, there were like five machines that like you could literally see poop on.
Did they shut down the fitness center?
That was my question, yeah.
They should have, and we have since coached them on it. Like
an SOP too?
No, if you, I'm in the middle of writing one. If you see that, you need to immediately just like evacuate.
Like say, they did.
Sorry. Yeah, they evacuated something. Immediately just close the facility, call security, call housekeeping, and like there's always a manager on duty opening the house.
Yeah.
Like call them.
Shut it down until there's an action plan.
So yeah, there was like 5 machines that were tainted. And then the gentleman went into the locker room and undressed, left his clothing just sitting on the bench.
What the hell?
And like took a shower to clean himself off.
Well, fair. Okay. But
did this person get in trouble?
But like literal poopy pants on a bench in the open? So then you have all the guys in the locker room causing a ruckus, and like the locker room attendant is now involved and like having to deal with it as the housekeeper and the rec attendant are cleaning the shit from the machines in the fitness center. All hell breaks loose. So
on top
like,
of everything else that broke loose.
Yeah, he definitely broke loose. So I think the member eventually leaves, and like all of this transpired at the time I'm having the interaction with the director of housekeeping walking in telling me there's shit in the locker room.
An hour prior.
And come to find out 20 minutes ago the shit was in the fitness center and I had no idea.
Well, technically it was in the locker room.
Technically it was.
It carried.
He wasn't wrong. At the time that might have been the only information he had.
Mm-hmm. You said he was fairly new.
Fairly new. So then our managing director, big boss, catches wind of it. She's like, who is that? So she figures out what's going on and she's like, who's the member? We need to call them. We need to figure out what was going on. Like, do we charge him? Da-da-da-da-da. So like my boss has to call him. And then I like hear about the conversation and she's just like, hi, Mr. Jones. How you doing today?
Are you feeling better?
I heard like you worked out this morning. I heard there was a small incident. Are you okay? And he basically is like, yeah, I just had an accident. Okay, well, you know, in the future, if this happens, like, just let us know. The man walked through and like didn't tell anyone. We just like figured it out because the poopy pants were in front of his locker, which is nameplated.
Rookie.
Yeah, don't put your evidence in front of your locker.
But he just left them. It's like it's somebody else's problem.
I think the poopy pants he took with him. But while he was in the shower, director of housekeeping went in the locker room, saw it, like took photos of everything to like have record of it.
Did they charge him?
No, I think we just brought to light, like, here's what you should have done in the situation. And if it happens again, just let us know. But I don't exactly know what his response was. So the next day.
Did it hit the fan again?
No. I finally. I come into work normal time and my opener, mind you, he's been with the department, with the company for 22 years.
Damn.
Talk about length of service.
Is this the same one that same went away one. Because he was sick?
Same one.
Okay.
And he walks in. If he sees like my light on, he always comes and says hello in the morning. We do a little download. Like it's our little one-on-one. It's like one of my favorite times of the day. And he goes, hey, Liz, good morning. And I'm like, bro, like take a
why didn't
load
you
off.
Tell me?
And I just literally. Tell him like...
Just not in my seat.
Or in my office, please.
And I ask him, like, what happened? So all of these details I just shared with you, the majority of them are from him. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I am not one to do that. Like, you know me. We've known each other for 3.5 years at this point. He is not one to do this. He rarely calls out. He's very reliable to get there Monday through Friday at 5:30 in the morning. And come to find out, he's like, Liz, when I was cleaning up, like some of it got on my jacket or pants. I can't remember. And he's like, in that moment, he's like, I have 3 children. I can deal with it all. But that's different when I'm dealing with my kids.
Yeah.
Versus a grown ass man. That is a that is a client that like you need to interact with on a regular basis and give excellent service
and
to.
Like be eye to eye with.
Be the eye to eye. Nope. Like, hey, Mr. Jones, how you doing today? So awkward. I don't think the member's been back. This has been a week.
I wouldn't.
No. Yeah. How would any logical human handle that situation? I think shame is appropriate.
Cancel my membership. So, I'd move.
She literally
change careers.
But
literally.
This rec attendant is like, I'm so sorry. Like I had to go. Like I had to go. I had to go home. I had to shower. I had to wash my clothes. I think he took them to the dry cleaner. He didn't even actually like physically wash them in his own washer and dryer.
I don't blame him.
And I said, look, this is one in a million circumstance. I'm not going to hold this against you. You cleaned it up. You asked housekeeping for help. And then you dipped. Okay.
Next time you can tell me.
Well, he technically did.
No, he didn't say there's shit in the gym.
See, I would have been like, pants. I would have been like, hey, I'd be like, hey, boss, I know you're on your way to work, but can I give you a call right now? Something.
Yeah. I have said that now after a few days. Mm-hmm. I let him like calm down, get over it. And then we did a reset and was like, hey, thank you again. In the future, if someone shits on a machine.
On five machines.
This is what you should do. Close down the facility, call housekeeping, call security, call me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we'll figure it out. I'm not even asking you to clean it.
No, they shouldn't
just be. Notify.
If those steps were taken, he wouldn't have had shit on his jacket and had to go home.
Did he agree? And he's like, okay.
Well, yeah, of course. He took he took the feedback very, very well. Okay. But it's good that I waited a couple days because he can be a little sensitive.
Okay,
so I have a question for you guys. So I said, it's been about a week. We haven't seen this member. If this were you, how long would you wait?
To kill yourself?
Until... Trigger warning. Okay, sorry. For our listeners.
Sorry.
If you were to go back, say you're not going to do any harm to yourself. You're not going to quit. You're not going to quit your membership. Those options are not on the table.
Maybe.
And you are
go F myself.
Eventually going to go back to this gym and work out. How long would it take for you to...
Years.
Years?
A whole new staff.
Years?
Well, I was going to say most of your team is seasonal.
All the members that you interacted with have been dead by now.
Yeah.
How long, Gwen? How long?
3 to 6 weeks.
Fair.
Wait for everything to settle down first and then hopefully creep in when no one's... Yeah.
Like, maybe change the time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True.
Shift the time that I would come in.
This was 8 a.m. Maybe switch to 11. Different people around.
Bring extra clothes and a bag.
I would cancel my credit cards, change my identity.
So they can't charge your credit card for your membership. Actually change your identity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Flight.
Flight or flight.
Flight or flight.
Yeah, that's my defense mechanism.
Okay, Bill?
At least a month. I know Gwen said like 3 to 6 weeks. I would say four to eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep you guys updated.
God. Oh, so we don't know when he's going to
come
back.
I know. It's only been a week. Tell us.
It's only been a week. He has not been back.
Okay. This is still fresh.
Have we tried to charge the card yet for his new...
He's changed his identity.
TBD.
He's never coming back.
But my original story from the poop on the treadmill, he was back the next day. My old story.
Yeah, I remember that. Like nothing happened.
Like nothing fucking happened.
No shame.
Well, okay. How frequent was he before this craptastic incident?
3 to 5 days a week.
Okay.
Ooh, and it's been a week with nothing.
Mm-hmm. So you can...
It's important information.
You can probably gather he's a little embarrassed.
Do we know he's alive?
My boss talked to him that afternoon. Like, not even... I don't even think it was the afternoon. Yeah,
but maybe.
I think it was before lunch. Ooh, don't know how she ate lunch after that, but...
The shame. That poor man.
Wait, so what were we betting on?
How long until he visits the gym again?
Okay, my guess is never.
Never.
I stick with it.
Okay, Gwen, how long do you think it's going to take?
You said 3 to 5 days a week he comes in.
Regular.
3 weeks.
Was
3 weeks? He wasn't regular that day.
3 weeks. And I think it will be a random day that he doesn't usually come in. And I think it'll be a different time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like he's more of a weekday. We'll see him on a Sunday.
Yeah. Yes.
Kind of thing. Okay.
If he's a morning guy, it'll be like brunch time.
Yeah. Well,
clearly he's a morning guy.
He was that day.
You never know.
Okay, Bill, how long do you think?
All right. Well, I didn't know he was a 3 to 5 day a week guy. So I'm going to still say it's going to be a fairly long time for him. I'm thinking 3 weeks. So 2 more weeks.
I'm going to take the under.
Really?
Okay. I think I will see him by the time of our next episode.
Okay.
All right.
Like at the time of our next recording. So for our listeners, just our next episode. So I'll keep you guys updated.
No, not necessarily. I got an episode in the chambers.
So. Oh, okay. Well, as of our next recording.
Fair.
Let you behind the curtain a little bit. It is August 20th. If we want to tell our listeners that.
They'll just see how long it takes for us to record and actually publish something.
Okay, listeners, we've been on a break. We have some stuff in the bank. Don't hate us. At least we're releasing episodes, so you're welcome.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
In the comments, and I believe on some platforms we can poll, how long do you think before Mr. Jones goes back to his normal gym routine? So as of this recording,
or even it is, just returns.
It has been a week.
Or how long would you wait to go back?
Yeah. Give us your guess. Or let us know what you think. Have you ever been in this situation?
I highly doubt anyone's been kind of crappy.
You know what?
I don't think anyone would admit it.
Thank you. No one's going to admit it.
Honest to God, if it was me in that situation, I would cancel my membership. Seriously. I would never go
back.
But
it's probably contracted, right? Okay, but no, it's not contracted, but your initiation fee to get into this is anywhere from $25,000 to $35,000.
But if you have that, you don't
At this time. True that. Say he joined 30 years ago, which could be possible. His initiation, his investment might have been 10, 15.
He's gotten his money's worth then.
Yeah. Plus dues every month.
Who knows?
So maybe he will quit and join YMCA, a Planet Fitness, Lifetime.
24 hours.
I don't know. Maybe he'll take up golf, join a country club. Who knows? Maybe he's just going to stop working out. He quit.
It's true.
All right. Ms. B, you had another one locked
in. I do. So I'm picking my favorite stories because believe it or not, I have a much more than this. Without looking too closely, I want you guys to see how long my pass on was.
You wrote this.
Oh, I wrote this.
Yeah, no, not shocking.
But this is story after story after story after story.
We're at six slow scrolls.
Yeah.
So I was not incorrect. All
different incidences.
But I was not incorrect in my three really long scrolls.
No, you were good.
Thank you.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we do one, maybe two more, and then wrap this up and save some of those for the next time?
Oh, I will.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna give you one good and one more.
All right, let's go.
So it has been a long weekend. That story I shared with you earlier, that was my Friday. So then Saturday, I brought in an agent. So it was still hella busy, but at least I had somebody else. I was on desk all day and all night, and we just mobbed, getting through it. So 10:30 rolls around, and I'm at the desk still. My other agent's there. We're sitting there working. And then all of a sudden, we start hearing yelling. And there's a guy that's like kind of coming into the lobby, but he's like staring outside of the lobby doors. Sit! Stay! Sit! And we're like staring at him. We're like, what the heck? And so I'm like tilting my head. And I'm looking to see what I'm like. Oh, there's a dog there. So he's yelling at a dog. Okay, that's weird. And he keeps yelling. And then so he starts to come in the lobby. But then the dog would follow him and come into the lobby. So then he'd go out. He'd make the dog go out. Shut, stay. Repeat this over and over again. And we're like, oh my God. And I'm like, this guy, I'm going to have to kick him out. So he eventually comes in. And the dog, I guess, stays outside. I think someone was petting it or something, trying to get it to like stay outside. So the guy comes up and he's like swaggering in. He is wearing a black beanie. He's wearing this black shirt that has dollar bills all over it. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. And he comes to my desk agent. He goes up to her and he goes, radio.
Excuse me?
Radio. And she's like, how can I help you? Radio. And she's like, sir, how can I help you? And he's like, I'm security. I need the radio. And she's like, what? And he's like, I am with names the security company. I need the radio, please.
Is this front desk agent like seasoned?
She is, bless your heart.
Mm. Oh.
And she's like,
we remember her.
She's the sweetest. She's the sweetest human. I feel like she's almost a year now. Like, she's fairly seasoned. Like, okay. I don't have newbies.
Okay.
And she's starting to register what's happening. And she's staring at him. She looks at me. And I'm staring just in confusion. And guys, I'm not proud of this. I glitched.
Uh-oh. Like, here's a radio.
No, I just stood there frozen in like confusion. Like, what's happening right now? And so she slowly turns, picks up the radio, looks at me again for approval. More like, what do I do? And I'm just staring still, the look on my face, like
just letting it happen.
Basically, I glitched. And she slowly hands the radio to him. There's walking off. And as he's leaving,
does he know who he's calling?
And after he's leaving, I go, what the f*** just happened? And she's like, I think that's our security guard tonight. And I'm like, no, the f*** it's not.
Like, we're doomed. Hell? We're doomed.
Because even when he walked in, the whole lobby smelled of weed. There is a dog sitting outside the door. By the way, unleashed, a no collar. It was some kind of pit bull.
We don't know if it's his dog or maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's a random dog.
It stayed?
No,
it didn't. Somebody else was playing with it.
No, it did not stay. It was young, but still big. Pit bull, not leashed, no collar. He's in his money shirt. And I saw
money shirt.
I saw the beanie as he was leaving, and it just says security. and the beanie.
Security. Oh, he's in uniform.
Not security.
Security. Security. And my brain didn't start to work until he was walking away. Like, I'm not proud of this. I'm sure there's probably video footage of me just like...
Because your brain... the gate. Your brain just stops, but your mind is going, oh, fork.
It just... I glitched hard. And then as he's leaving, then the wheels start turning again. I'm like, what the hell? And then I'm like, I need to call a security company. Like, it's a third party vendor. And I'm like, what's the name of the security company? Like, they're new. But they just started maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
But then you're like, I think I'm secondhand high right now.
Literally. I think it was all the weed smell.
Did you fly it?
I basically did. Yes.
Fawned and fawned.
Yes. So I pick up my phone. I'm like panicking a little. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's out there representing us in the freaking parking lot. Yeah,
at least turn your shirt inside out,
and
sir.
And he has my radio. Those are expensive.
I know, security risk. But like my first thought.
Mine is he is out there representing us right now. So I flip into action and I text my boss and I was like, hey, what's the name of the security company we use? Like, this is brand new. Like, I don't have a contact info for them. I've been out of the loop for all the security decisions. I'm like, who do we use? Because he wasn't wearing any uniforms. I don't know. She doesn't answer. So I'm like, I'm going to call my chief. So I call him and I wake him up and I, hello? And I'm like, chief, what security company do we use? And he tells me and I'm like, okay. I'm like, do you have a contact info? Like, who do I call if there's an issue? He's like, what's going on? And I like briefly explain. He's like, oh my God. And I'm like, yeah, I need someone to call. And he's like, I'll text you the supervisor's number. I'm like, okay, great. So I sit there and I wait for the supervisor's number. Sends it to me. I call it. Doesn't answer. Voicemail. I call it like 4 times. Never answers. And now I'm like, okay, at least I know the company's name. So I Google the company.
It. Yep.
And I type in the company and I find a phone number, hit it. And I'm like, please work. You know, like, please not this, not be an office number. And it does. And it goes to a dispatch. And I was like, all right, sir, this is what's going on. And explain to him what's going on. Explain to him who I am, what hotel I work for. I'm like, I need you, because I already tried calling a supervisor, to get rid of this guy.
I'd rather not have any security than this buffoon. 100%.
What? And I said, I was like, if you want to send a new guard, that's great. But he needs to go, and he needs to go now. He's like, okay. We'll call him. I'm like, great. Is somebody going to call me and follow up? Yeah, how late can someone call you? I was like, look, I'm out of here in an hour, but you can call me at any time. And he's like, okay. And so
to give our listeners like also some background, your general manager is out of town, right?
She got home the day prior. She wasn't okay. Hawaii.
She's still checked out. Let's be real. And she ain't taking a call at 11 p.m.
But that's why I didn't call her.
Yeah.
I texted because I'm like, if you're awake, can you tell me the name of the security company? So then I get off the phone with them. And I'm like, I'm standing there for a second regrouping. And I'm like, who knows when they're going to get rid of this guy? I need to get rid of him now. Like, I can't have him out there representing us. So I'm like, okay, I have our on-site security. And then the overnight guy that kind of just like, you know, stands there all night.
A really buff bellman.
Ooh, I wouldn't say that.
Intimidating?
One of them. So basically, because there was an overlap. My PM security is bell and does some security duties. He's a young kid. And so
Has the confidence.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, he does.
That's all I need at the end of the day.
My general manager calls him my bulldog.
I need the ego.
Perfect.
He's I'll little, take it. Not so bright, very eager.
Not so bright.
Not so bright.
Sick him.
You said that. I know exactly what you said, but your demeanor was like, but he's so cute.
He's sweet.
Just sweet.
So he leaves at like 11. No, he leaves 11:30, and then the overnight guy comes in at 10:30. So there's a little bit of an overlap. So I call them and I say, okay, guys, I don't know where you are. You need to meet me in the lobby now. He goes, having a moment.
We are. I mean, it's me and Bill. When are we not having a moment? Like laughing on the side.
And so they like meet in the lobby. I'm like, okay, this is what just happened. This is the deal. We need to remove this guy from property. So I'm like, I need you guys to come with me and back me up because I'm not about to go get stabbed in the parking lot. And they're like, fair.
And like hands go or in a and dog would cheer. Go team.
So we go out there and I have my 2 pit bulls behind me. And I look where he's supposed to be posted, which is like right in front of the parking structure. And he's not there. And my guys are looking around. And Jay is like, I think that's him. And he points. And there's a car.
Wait. No. I need to know. Is Jay the young eager kid?
Yeah. Okay. Young eager. Okay.
Love him.
Jay is like, I think that's him. And we look. And in the 15-minute parking space, backed in is a older, crappier looking car with all the doors open and a guy sleeping in the front seat. And we get closer and I look. I'm like, that's him.
Take a picture. Did you take a picture?
Oh, I took a picture.
Okay, good.
And I was like, okay, guys, game plan, game plan. And he's like, okay, we'll wake him up. We'll tell him, you know, you got to go, all this. And we're game planning.
I mean, in this moment, how far away from the car are you?
We're like nearly in front of it. And we're like, where's the dog? Great. Now we have to worry about a stray pit bull running around. Like, it did look like a sweet dog. But still, it's going to get hit by a car. Something's going to happen. And I was like, you know what? Let's worry about the human first. We will deal with that problem. And then we will find the dog. So we're walking over to the car. And Jay is cracking up laughing because he thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
I envision like three adults like trying to sneak up on a car very stealthily, but you're not stealthy.
No, we're not stealthy. We're like talking. Jay is laughing and the guy's not waking up. And we're like getting closer and closer. And we're just talking at this point right in front of him, not waking up. And I look over at my overnight security, who's an older dude. I'm like, what do we do? And he's like, you know, we should probably take pictures.
But like doors open. How far away are you now? 6 feet?
Right here.
We're in front of the car.
Talking range. So we get closer. My security guy's like, yeah, we need to take pictures. Like, nobody's going to believe this. And then we're like, okay, we got to wake his ass up. But I still am like, but where's the dog? And he's like, look in the driver's seat. Dog's chilling in the driver's seat.
Okay, I'm going to interject. Gwen and Bill need to see the photo. Oh!
I know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm so eager on the story.
I should have waited to tell you.
I know. I'm so sorry. I was supposed to fake it and act like I've never heard this before. Yeah, and I
that
just,
was my deal.
I just couldn't. I'm really sorry, guys.
But so this is like we're approaching. All the doors are open. And this is what I see.
Oh, no, baby boy.
And
he's knocked.
At this point, I haven't seen the dog yet. I'm just like, this guy is just out.
Wait, can I see it one more time? Sorry. Dude, this is so good. So for our listeners, this is like from the passenger door, which is wide open. You can see the back rear passenger door, also wide open. And this dude is just snoozing.
And I get closer.
Jaw open.
Yeah. Jaw open. But security hat on. Like
security beanie's on. His jacket is on the roof.
Oh, he had to get comfortable. Dear.
Do you see the monies? On his t-shirt. Oh, you will. But I wasn't there yet. I was taking pictures and then I figured out where the dog was. Look at the dog just looking lovingly up at him.
I need to see it again.
He's like, she's seen it multiple times.
I didn't notice the jacket the first time.
Yeah, jacket's on the... So dude,
the dog, like, it, chin is resting on the
He's used to this. This isn't the first time for the dog. That's what I'm seeing.
No. This is habit. Dog is comfy, eyes. Like, laid down, chin chilling, ears back, relax.
Mm-hmm. So anyways...
Oh. The radio is on the dash.
Did anybody retrieve the radio?
Yeah, we got it. That was the first thing we did.
Radio is on the dash.
He's ready.
Property secured.
So we took the pictures that we needed to prove that, you know, he's sleeping on the job. And then I was like, sir? Nothing. Sir? Nothing. Bob, what do I do? And he's like, I got this.
Yeah, you do the cop knock.
Wake up, bro. Wake up. Time to get up. Like, loud. And then go, and he's like, you got to go. You're done. Go home.
Yeah.
And like, what? And he's like, you're done. We've already called the company. You're done. Okay. And then he's like, radio. And he gives him the radio. And then we walk away.
Did you?
That was easy.
Physically see the vehicle drive away?
The story's not done.
Shit. No, that was the previous story.
Yeah, right. So we're walking away. I'm looking back. Car's still there. And I'm like, are we going to like stay around? Did we wait for him to leave? And they're like, yeah, you go inside. We'll like keep an eye on him. I'm like, okay. So I go inside. And again, my girl's alone at the desk. So I'm like helping her. There's already a line and 11 o'clock at night. And then the guy like shortly after wanders into the lobby. And I'm like, oh,
no. Security guy.
Security? Yeah, security. Wanders into the lobby. And yeah. And I'm like, sir, you're going to have to go outside. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them, but you need to go outside. You can't come back in here.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, did you have any questions? Like, was there, like, why are you
why
here?
Why are you here?
And he's like, oh, I don't have any questions. I'm like, okay, well, then you're going to have to go. You can't be here anymore. And he's like, okay, I just wanted to tell you that my supervisor's probably going to call and all that. I'm like, okay, sounds good, but you need to head out. And so he leaves again, and I'm like, okay, cool. So go back to my thing, and... maybe 30 minutes later, overnight security comes in. I'm like, hey, he's gone, right? And he's like, yeah, but he came back again and overnight stopped him. He's like, you can't be in here. She already told you. And he's like, who are you? Like, you can't tell me what to do. I want to talk to your boss. He's like, you already talked to her and she said you're out. So you're out. And he started like getting in his face and stuff. And the guy's like, no, we're not doing this. Look, you're obviously tired. You need to get some rest. You need to pack up and you need to go home. You're not welcome here anymore. We already told that to you. He gets out his phone. He calls his supervisor, who answers. And he's telling him, he's like, wait.
didn't answer your phone call.
I don't know if it's the same one, but the supervisor he talked to answered. And he's on the phone in front of Bob. And he's like, they're kicking me out. And he's like, my supervisor wants to talk to you. Bob is like, okay. Takes the phone, talking to him. He's like, hello, who is this? And they name themselves in the company. He's like, okay, well, I just want to let you know that we did catch your guy sleeping on the job, among other things. We've asked him to leave. We've already reported it to dispatch. And they said they were going to tell him to leave and they were going to send a new agent out. And the guy's like, oh, okay, yeah. But can you just give him another chance? He said he wasn't sleeping. And Bob laughs and he's like, yeah, no, man, we're not doing that. Boss lady said he's gone. And we have pictures and videos of him sleeping. So he's got to go. And he's like, they're like, oh, okay. But they like literally asked to give him another chance. And as he hangs up, then the security going off at him, like, you're always going to be a worker bee.
And
like,
I'm sorry, you're contract security. You're not a worker bee too?
And they're all worker bees. But just going off at him. And Bob's just like, can you just go? Man, you're obviously tired. I'm not here to do this. You got to go. And then threatened him somehow and said like, oh, you're not going to have a job tomorrow. You watch, blah, 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 blah. And Pop's like, that sounds great. Have a great day. And he's like, you need to go because my boss, it looks like she's about to call the cops.
Can you imagine Toto calling the cops on your security?
Yeah, especially when it's a canine unit.
Unauthorized. But regardless, like, this guy was just no security. So you weren't going to have security regardless.
They sent someone else.
They did.
Yeah. So you and it was before I was gone.
Wait. You're keeping the company?
It takes a while to fire someone when you have a contract.
You have a contract?
Not when you have a situation like that.
No.
We're going to cancel it at the end of the month.
30-day notice.
Again, not my decision, but we have like a 30-day trial period.
Was this within the 30 days?
Yeah, like they've been there like 2 weeks.
That's horrible.
Yeah. We haven't had this problem before. So after this incidente, my boss demanded a meeting.
If it hasn't been absolutely like impeccable and like 120%.
Oh, fine.
Fine is not now. Fine is not good enough when this situation happens.
Third-party security companies are never that good. If you get someone to show up, that's half the battle.
Like even like for my property who has like security, contract, like something 5% of this happens, they're gone. Yeah. That's crazy.
They're not staying. That's crazy. But we would have to like find someone to replace them.
We're in progress. In progress.
Yeah. You don't just dump someone and then have nothing. Like you have to have a backup plan.
I don't know. Okay, I get 10 security contract proposal calls a week.
Yeah, but you can't just pick one and go with it. We have like all these approvals processes.
And like your approvals and processes did such a great job vetting this company that dollar bills y'all showed up
say
for.
They did.
Security. Overnight.
Yeah. But that's
sorry. Security.
It was security.
Okay. Canine unit.
I didn't say they did, but there are processes in place. You can't just like don't show up and then we just don't have security for weeks until we get approval. Like we basically be like, okay, that guy doesn't come back. You send your best. And then basically on the back end, we're finding another company.
What if that was their best?
Well, we've had them for a few weeks.
Sounds like you guys just took the cheapest company.
I mean, I'm sure it was not the most expensive.
Not your fault.
I know that.
You just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You get what you get.
And I literally was the first thing I told my boss. And I was like, we're firing this company, right? She's like, oh, yeah, we are. There was no maybe. It's just a process to get them out and get a new one in. We were supposed to have a meeting with them today.
They didn't show up.
They were scheduled tomorrow. They know what's coming. And my boss, yeah, she's going to rip them a new a-holes. By the way, we didn't just find some Joe Schmo, like, back office security. This is a big nationwide company.
Yeah. Anywhoozy.
Do you want to bring this home, Bill?
You guys think it's time to wrap up?
Well, between the anywhoozy and the yawns, yeah, let's wrap this up.
So I can get home by midnight.
Yeah, and it saves some stories for the next time as well.
Yep, I have plenty.
Thank you for rejoining us after our break. We appreciate you listening.
You can find us anywhere you find podcasts, Apple, Spotify. We are on YouTube. Feel free to write us an email. Tell us about your stories at og3@tftsi.com. That is OG.
The number 3.
At tftsi.com. And then make sure to give us a follow on IG, TikTok.
LinkedIn.
And then check out our website at www.tftsi.com. Feel free to scroll all the way down to the contact us. Drop us a line and let us know what you think and hit that submit button. And make sure to rate, review, subscribe.
And they have to vote on our poll.
I was about to say.
And you got to vote on the poll.
Vote on the poll to tell us how long it will be until Poopy Pants revisits the fitness center. We will make sure to update you.
And until then, we will see you in about 2 weeks.
Bye, team.
Bye.
Bye-bye.